Good. All right.
Okay, welcome everybody. We have a forum, so we may begin. We can begin.
We both can and may. I don't know.
And we will begin.
We'll start, as always, with the approval of the agenda. Want to make sure we get this agenda approved fair and square. No one complains later that they didn't get to add anything. Are there any additions to the agenda? Any changes? I'll move unanimous consent, seeing no one. Head to the microphone. So we've got an agenda. Next is the approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes from March 13th. Any corrections, additions, amendments to those? Seeing none, we'll consider those approved. Are there any announcements or memorials or administrative reports?
I should probably make the announcement.
Yeah. Anybody? So I will make an announcement. Shortly before the meeting today, and I believe we have enough copies that you would have been given a copy when you came in. If you didn't sign in, we were given a report from Troy Hahn's office, the CIO, which the Senate had requested. So I'm glad to say that there is a document here. It seems too quick to be able to discuss it, so I anticipate a time for discussion for this document at our next month's meeting, and I'll confer with the executive committee about how best to do that. I believe Cav will also send this out over the listserv, so you'll have an electronic copy as well, and the colleagues and students who couldn't be here will get a chance to look at it, but hot off the presses, that's an announcement. Just better than the other announcement I was going to make, I will say, in that case. Last chance, anyone else? Okay, we'll move on. There's no special motions, so now we have committee reports, and we'll start, as always, with the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee minutes, and I'm going to pull up page 41 because we have some business, so I want to make sure everyone's on the same page with. Can I just type a little? That works.
Ken Ward, Computer Science Chair of the President's Curriculum Committee, brings to the attention of the Senate the minutes of March 13, 2025. There is one item that is not a routine curriculum change, but rather a change to our policies manual. That is item 7 that was brought to us by the Provost and the College Committee. And I just wanted to make sure it's clear to the Senate what we're doing. Bringing our residency requirements into line with most of the other CUNY schools, that's changing it from 45 credits to 30 credits. That's the basis of the change. This will facilitate transfer students who are looking to transfer to a school, not seeing the Queens College as the outlier in the 45 credit residency requirement. There's no discussion. I'm
looking at
this consent.
Thank you, Ken. Is there any discussion, debate?
Objection.
Objection. Yes, if you would, excuse me. Sorry, could you please use the microphone and just introduce yourself first? Thank you. Questions. I see Natalia with her hand up.
Well, I just wondered if Ken has an answer, great. If not, I have some additional insight.
Excellent, thank you.
Yes, we are the one outlier besides North College that doesn't have a 30 credit limit. And this limit was put into effect, I think, in the late 1970s or 1980s, and it's just been there. And when you look at the T-Rex outlier for this amount of pregnancy.
So this is York as the only...
York is the open one.
If there's any objection.
Thank you, Ken. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing none, we'll accept the UCC minutes. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes from March 5th. Is there a report?
On biology, I would be intent to accept the minutes of the Graduate Curriculum Committee meeting from March 5th.
Thank you, David. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing none, we'll accept those. Item C, the nominating committee report.
Stephen Gray, the Center for Philosophy and Chair, present the nominating committee report, as you can see it's on the screen there, and ask for your comments and concerns.
Thank you, Stephen. Any objections? See some squinting eyes. Let me make sure. If I try to zoom, it'll break it. But okay, seeing none, we'll accept the nominating committee report. Permit me a moment of the Senate's time to note that next year we will be absent a few members of the nominating committee due to leaves and graduations and various things. This is, other than the executive committee, the only committee we elect from the floor of the Senate. And then the nominating committee goes on and does all of these other nominations and elections for committees. So it's sort of the middle point between getting these committees filled and things like dean reviews going and UCC minutes and things like that. So it's very important, not particularly onerous job. I would encourage you to consider nominating yourself for the nominating committee in a month's time. I believe we'll also need a new chair. Next is the Committee on Teaching Excellence and Evaluation Report. And the Senate will recall that we had a presentation on this report last month. And so I invite the chair of the Committee on Teaching Excellence Evaluation to come forward. And I have one other thing to say, if you want, about this, or two things.
I am Peter Berman, political science, and chair of the Committee on Teaching Excellence and Evaluation. I would like to move the committee report, and that's pretty unanimous consent. I recommend this. I think Kevin will explain some very small changes were made, also talk about the work to incorporate really minor wording suggestions that were proposed by the.
Thank you, Peter. So there, I have a note for four small changes, as Peter said, that were suggested by the college chairs. So just full transparency, make sure everyone understands. This is the same report as was distributed last month, except for these four changes. So the first is on page 3, and it sees the words, received regular guidance on how to improve my performance in this course, crossed out. And it sees how challenging was this course for you, crossed out. So that's question 5 and 9. Sorry, I said I was gonna go nice and slow and here I am scrolling around. So I'll just let that sit for a moment. Okay, I'm gonna go, and I can always go back if you have other questions. And then on page 4, we have 2 strikeouts here. The number 5, I received regular guidance on how to improve my performance in this course, and how challenging was this course for you? Both of those were suggested to be removed from the questionnaire. Can we see that? Okay. And then the next 2 were in the question bank portion, so on page 5. What do we do here, Peter? Was it page 9? Okay.
Oh.
I might have, my notes might be wrong here.
Yeah, it was just
those.
And a repeated in SYNC online version. It's really just two changes.
Those two changes, which were similar. Great, thank you. Are there any objections?
Hi, Claudia Barba, Psychology. Our department was wondering about the scale, the rating scale. We thought that some of the questions might be irrelevant or too granular, and that an NA option would be valuable.
I'm trying to find the rating scale as described here to see what you're talking about, buddy. Okay, so you're referring quite to these options? Oh my god, I hate reading glasses. Where it says... this portion here, strongly agree, somewhat disagree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree, don't know, not applicable. Would not applicable not address psychology's concerns? Okay, excellent. So we'll take that just as commentary. Any other objections? Yes, please.
I have three questions. First, what is the department? I just wanted to ask a question about appendix 4 and question bank. In the equitable and inclusive practices under cultural responsiveness, there is a statement that says the instructor related to course content do not address identities of culture. And I'm just curious, given the great diversity that we have at Queen's College, how our students would actually be able to effectively apply that to a wide range of courses. I'm just curious how that data point would be helpful from either the student or
I missed the last part of what you said. You said you wondered if this would be useful to include?
Yeah, wondering how practical the question is given how diverse the student body is, and given, for example, if you have a language course, it wouldn't make sense to equate it to someone's personal identity.
Okay, thank you. I think Peter might be able to address that.
Question, and why we didn't put that kind of question in the prior question questionnaire.
This add-on question bank is sort of a list of suggested questions. We've heard that from a survey that's distributed to CARES asking what questions they would like to see. So we kind of added most of those to the bank. These are questions that instructors
objections in
last
our
call.
Discussion here?
Last call for objections.
So I'm going to ask one more time. Last call, he said, for objections. Otherwise, we're considering this under unanimous consent. Going once, going twice, seeing none, we'll consider the report adopted. Thank you. Thank you for all of your questions. Thank you again for the committee's Herculean task. I honestly didn't think this. They said, is it going to do this semester? I was like, there's no way this is going to get done. And then fast forward, they get this amazing PDF with all this research and detail thought behind it and the thought even of senators here. So thank you. Fantastic. Okay, we're moving on to old business now, which is nominations to the nominating committee. I think I was just talking about these. You can see we have two student seats that are vacant. The nominating committee has to keep going on and on and on. It's 9 members, has to have a quorum, which is the number 5. And so, you know, the 3 faculty showing up, we're missing some students, we're already down to 7, someone gets in an accident, God forbid. So I do have, I'm going to first ask, are there any nominations for the nominating committee student seat from Arts and Humanities? I'm looking at all our students here today.
Can you go back to the general?
I'm sorry, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm sorry. Any nominations for Arts and Humanities? Okay, seeing none, again, I will ask about this next month. And then, are there any nominations for student seat from education? I have one, which I will take the liberty of making from this mic. That is Kezia Price in education. She's not here today because of some last minute something, but she has agreed that she'd be willing to serve. Any other nominations? Seeing none, the secretary shall cast 1 vote for Kezia. And we'll move on to new business. I was looking around for, James, but are you going to... Are there any objections? I'm sorry, and I was talking while you were talking, which is very rude. I thought I knew what you were going to say, but did you make the motion?
I'd like to make a motion, resolved, that the Graduate School of Library and Information Studies at Queen's College be renamed the School of Information Studies, effective upon approval by the Board of Trustees. Be it further resolved, the Academic Senate Charter Section XD be so amended as follows. The Academic Senate shall elect 4 full-time faculty, including 2 librarians, 1, and change the language to School of Information Studies member, 1 other faculty member, and 2 students to serve on the search.
I just let me finish. Do you want to add the sentence the president may appoint up to?
President may appoint up to 5 additional members to the committee. All right.
That's okay, I just want to make sure that what I'm projecting is the most current thing for the GSLIS.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So you would have received this in the preamble and the explanation and the whereases, and if anyone has any questions, I'm sure Emily would be able to answer them now. But what we're voting on just now is the section that says resolved.
Right.
And I'll remind the body that this is a charter change because it's in our charter, it has a little slightly higher standard of scrutiny. It needs to go up to the board properly. Do we see any objections? All right, you guys got yourself a new name. Congratulations. Okay, next is one of the most stressful times of the year for me. Under new business is a calendar of Academic Senate and Executive Committee meetings. I screwed this up 1 year, never let myself live it down. So I'll project these here. Oh, I got in a panic, was it yesterday or today, when there's an email that the beginning and the end of the semester have been changed by 1 date. I thought, oh no, Pat, this is going to throw us all off. It has not. I'm told that these dates still will not overlap with holidays or school closings. But I want to pause for just a moment for all of us to check personal calendars, see. You can always change these later, but it's much better to have them right the first time. Is the verb adopt and move to adopt this calendar?
We adopt the calendar.
Yeah. Okay, so I move that we adopt these academic senate meeting dates and executive committee meeting dates. It asks for unanimous consent. Any objections? Anything we're forgetting? Okay, seeing none, here's the calendar. Go ahead and stick it in the books. And last item of new business is University Faculty Senate petitions. We actually have two petitions for colleagues who want to join the University Faculty Senate. I believe this brings us to a full delegation for the first time in a while, which is amazing. And that UFS listserv is getting hot. There's a lot going on right now in the world. So thank you for all of the members of the University Faculty Senate who are representing Queens College there. The first is, I guess I'll do these separately. The first petition is from Grace Pye. And we've got our signatures, 10, et cetera, et cetera. So I move that we nominate Grace Pye to the University Faculty Senate. I'll ask for unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing none, Grace is nominated. And then next is Azriel Gernak, excuse me, Gernak, who also has the requisite signature. So I'll ask this body to nominate Azzy to the University Faculty Senate with unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Oh, I'm supposed to be asking her there. Seeing none, so moved. No, and I can't ask for other nominations. Okay. So moved. That brings us to the end of the agenda. I'll go back to and show, which means it's time for me to make a motion to adjourn. Enjoy your break if you get one. Good luck. Be gentle to your students, and I'll see you in a month.
You did it.
Get it.